Hey everybody, this is Keith Bailey, and this is myself and my host, Kelly Miller.
Hey, first
show of Talk and Tech Paranormal. So just to let everybody know, there was some hurdles to overcome tonight that are just kind of unforeseen. But me and Kelly talked, what we felt it's best is to go ahead and let everybody know that because of this, we're going to go ahead and do just an abbreviated type 30-minute little session with you, everyone, and really kind of just do, Kelly's going to introduce herself. A lot of people do know me, but then we're going to talk about the show. And I think that's really crucial that everyone gets an idea of kind of what this show is going to be about. And I will assure you that on our next show that we're going to have on the 15th, everything will be amazing. So that being said, thanks for being so patient. Thanks for hanging out there with us, because I've seen some folks kind of checking in with us. So I wanted, you know, to start out as well is give a little bit of mission of the show. And I'm just going to abbreviate this. Folks, this is going to be an interactive radio program with you, our love and light listeners. It's going to be all inclusive. And one of the things I really, me and Kelly has talked, is about the opportunity for every one of you who participate and listen to our show and share and show and love the show, that there'll be an opportunity from you going from being a listener to actually being one of our guests. And me and Kelly have talked about, and that's something that I think is going to be amazing. Kelly is someone that is an amazing person, and having her to get to be a part of this journey is absolutely going to be beautiful. So that's why we kind of set this tone of it being about love and light, and that's why you, our listeners, are indeed our love and light listeners. So that being said, I want to yield and go ahead and let Kelly have an opportunity to introduce herself tonight, and let her give a little bit of information about her, and I think that's imperative. So Kelly, go ahead and let our lovely people know a little bit about yourself.
Well, hi everyone, my name is Kelly Miller, and I grew up as a psychic medium since I was born, as far as I remember, and I've been public now about 15 years. I do say it's the best decision I've ever made, and I've met such amazing people and gotten to guest and speak and teach and assist cases and teams, and it's been just an eye-opening, amazing experience. I'm so grateful for it. I take what I do very seriously and professionally. I think that it's important to honor spirit, just as you know you'd honor another human being. So I was so thankful when Keith asked me to host with him, and I was looking forward to getting to know his amazingness as well, and get to talk to fantastic people that just have such stellar experiences and wonderful guests, and just kind of bring that not only unity, because I think that para-unity term is a bit overused, but unity as long as it's genuine. And so I think that will be really, really a fantastic facet of our show. And I'm very, very excited about that as well. And it's a bit to figure out with us all in different time zones, but I'm very thankful that we get to get on to this program together. And thanks, Keith, for having me join you.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's one of the things that so many people, Kelly is indeed one of those people that when you say Kelly Miller, it's one of those that, you know, just your smile, just your kindness, just the person you are, is that something that people are like, wow, Keith, you are the man to get to have somebody like her that wants to join you and be a part of this amazing journey. And that's something that, you know, your reputation is always a phone call away, I say. And with Kelly's, I mean, seriously, there's not been an unkind word. And I'll be very honest. That is, in fact, not the case with me. I tend to, at times, as the people that know me, I'll be totally honest. There's many times I'm very forward in my communications about things, but I think it's at times it is indeed a push for excellence in this field. And I get that from being a firefighter paramedic for so long and being also an investigator, not a paranormal investigator, but a fire investigator. And it's, you know, I look for excellence, you know, doing and going and helping people with the things that they fear the most in the paranormal is something I take serious. It's not something that's just, you know, fun and ha ha. It's something that I take very serious. So that's why for me, there are times, to be quite honest, I tend to have a bit of an abrasive side to me, but it's that I take this more as something serious. And that's why this is going to be something so amazing to get to work with Kelly, because I will tell you, Kelly is wonderful about saying now, Keith, now, hold on.
And I'll keep you in check sometimes.
Oh, you do. I'm like, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your blessings. I'm a blessed man. And that's just why it's like, oh, I'm like, oh, I could cry. And we know we do that enough. So, you know, just that little bit about me. So for the others, folks, I have been around for some time. I spent many years in the fire and EMS service. I'm still a firefighter, paramedic, and I still work even on the front lines with COVID out there. That's what one of the things my job I do now, and getting the opportunity to help people, which is in fact something that when I retired from actually active firefighting and did do it now as teaching. That's one of my actual sentences I tell to others is, if somebody asks me to be a part of something, I say, what is it about involving me in this case? Is how, what is it I'm going to be helping another? What is it, you know, that's going to bring me to that to help the others? You know, how am I going to be able to help someone? And it could be mentoring. It could be getting resolved on a case. It could be I'm helping bring equipment that I'm known for. But how is it we're going to get to help? And that's another thing I've talked to Kelly. And this is why we use the terms as we all well know, para-unity, right? Para by the side of unity. We tend to all come together. And sadly, but honestly, and I will tell you, not being a perfect person, there's those times where we don't have that so much of a kind side. But maybe there's an opportunity with God sending Kelly to me, literally, that now there's an opportunity to take this and go out there with Kelly's kindness and people know with my tech side. And that's where it lies. Talk and tech paranormal. Kelly's kindness to talk to people. My tech side. I didn't want to just have a tech show, right? That's kind of, right, that could be a little bit mundane, but I wanted to do something special. So that's why this beautiful unity between somebody so loved and respected and somebody that's just known myself, that people have
also
said, yeah,
loved and respected.
Well,
way taller than me. That's just
true. And that's true. That is true. That is indeed the case. And, you know, that even being said, I just wanted to reach out there and just briefly, quickly. I did want to say that many of you have reached out to me within the last year as to where is the Keith that was there before. And I want to tell you, the Keith before came off a year of not only the stuff with COVID, but sadly, I lost five close people, like me and Kelly, close friends to COVID. And sadly, I lost one who left this earth way too young, and six total. And then the other things professionally that were affecting me and some things in the family. And people are saying, Keith, what happened to you? Where is that guy? And I'm going to tell you what, this getting to have Kelly and meeting her, I think was God's way of saying, Keith, I'm going to send somebody in your life that's going to take you and say, Keith, we've got to do things differently. And I'll tell you, my promise not only to her is someone that I love and respect her, but it's to all of you who were my friends and stuck by me at a time when you could have said, deuces, dude, later, I'm gone. You gave me a little hard love and you said, You need to check yourself. You need to get back to, I don't know what it is that's your problem, but I finally did have that post one day and I said, we need to pull up a chair and talk. And I did, but I'm blessed to be able to say that I'm now going to be a product of my failures from the past, that I'm going to move forward and look towards some success in the future. And I find that in Kelly. And that's what I think is so amazing. So thank you for this opportunity, Kelly. So now I think it's a great opportunity to get to go through, and maybe we have to be a little abbreviated, but let's go through and let's just have some fun little questions that you, some of our listeners, or actually some of the folks who are, we asked to reach out to send some questions. So I'm going to go ahead and let Kelly have the mic, and she's going to ask me some questions, and then I'll do the best I can to answer them. But go ahead, Kelly.
Yes, we'll play a speed round of the 20 questions that we
ready?
Ask our,
ready?
Our listeners. Yeah,
I know.
Yeah, so one of the first questions that I got sent to me was actually, from your experience, do you believe that aliens exist, from your own personal experience?
So I do. I actually do. There's way too much out there that's being talked about. But I have a friend, Jeff Woolleen, who I got to meet at Vulture City Paracon for the first year we went with Jay and Maria Yates. And they're going to have it again. Amazing. If you get a chance, go. And I will tell you, this guy is sharp. I will tell you someone else I had the honor of meeting, Ben Hansen, and his experience to get to tell me myself. Yes, I there's stuff in the universe that we would almost be foolish to think that that's not a possibility. So my experiences with out in this world, and I think I've come across some portals in places I've been. Yes, I totally believe them. Absolutely.
Okay. Awesome. Well, just so you know, everyone who's listening, we're going to dive into all these topics and more throughout different shows that we're going to do. So, you know, although these questions are brief and submitted and we have to play really fast this evening,
yes,
know that more of these topics and conversations will come up. So rest assured, we'll come back to all these questions. The second question is a tech-related question. Do you take stock and believe in the Phasma box? Do you have feelings that it's legitimate or illegitimate?
So interestingly enough, a Phasma box is actually a brand of a type of device that has a name, the Phasma box. And that brings to the question as far as these devices we use, it's like we call them ghost boxes. And I say yes, even though that they do sweep radio frequencies very rapidly, I will tell you, if you use them in a way that you get intelligent responses appropriate to the question that you pose to it, and it makes sense, like how many spirits are among us, and it says 7, that's something. Now, if it says ice cream, it's like, okay, are we eating ice cream, or is there 7 spirits here? But yes, so as a broad, as far as ghost boxes, yes. I just tend to say that use them to your own accord, because again, remember, they do sweep radio frequency. So look at them, spend time with them, learn them. But they have been useful in the past on cases. So, yes, I do.
Okay. Question number 3. Do you believe that children are more able to see spirit as if when you're holding them and they're looking around? And, of course, I have my own insight on this question. But this was posed to you. So do you believe this?
I do. So I will tell you that I had situations as a little boy that with, my grandfather, who was in the military, actually was a spirit at with my grandmother's house, and he used to play with another family member of mine as a little boy, and they played soldiers, and he saw him totally right in front of him. So yes, I do. I believe they do. They even have that enhanced capability because they're so pure. They don't have any reason to not be honest about that. And I think the possibility of imaginary friends indeed could in fact be spirits.
Sure. Okay, let's go to question number 4. How would you prepare yourself so that nothing follows you home from an investigation? How do you personally prepare yourself?
So what I do is I am a Christian. I do pray about cases before I go there. I ask from love and light from above to be with me. And that, you know, when I approach a building, I say a little prayer out of respect. And I say, I come to you in respect. As we do our investigation and we move through that, and after we had some resolve and I leave, I just say, please, any spirits that we were blessed to give the opportunity to speak with, I ask that you please remain here, but please do not follow me home. I have family, and I respected you, if you could respect that. And I so dearly appreciate that. And I have not had a situation from that happen. So I'm
wonderful. Okay, next question. Two more to go for you, Keith. Two more to go. So we're buzzing right through here.
We're doing them.
Do you believe that negative entity portals exist, or that most of the haunted areas are built on a collective of trauma and deaths at that location?
I think it's more portals or more history. I think it's very possible that that exists. That in fact, absolutely, and even at locations where these particular possible malevolent type spirits, energies, that they in fact do come and go from places at a location where it could be possibly darker. I always say if they were unkind in life, they were probably unkind in the afterlife. So I do think that. But it as well, some of these other energies do in fact tend to mold and shape at these locations. That's why there's been times people see partial type images, and as far as the energy they're able to use to manifest and do that. So I think it is a little bit of both. I think it's a little bit of both, but yes, and the paranormal, I'm learning that the more time you spend with it, the more you get that you learn, and the more possibilities exist. So I think it's a little combination of that actually.
Okay. Last one for you. Do you think that the way we live our lives and the experiences we have affect our ability in the afterlife to communicate with those on this side?
Oh, absolutely. So much. And it's just right. It just, you know, when you're as sweet, loving, like my grandmother, she was an angel on earth. Well, really both of them, to be honest. Well, really all three of them. They were such sweet, loving people. And if you looked up in the dictionary, Angel, I think her name would have been there. And she, I was very, very close to my Nanny Bailey, very close. Yeah. And she, oh yeah, she's around me. And I tell you, she did a lot of raising me. So I so much feel that the kindness that she shed to me in life, that her going there is certainly, she's angelic. So I absolutely believe that. Absolutely.
Oh, wonderful. Well, you did great on your questions,
Keith. Ooh, I scored 100. That's the first time in a long time. Well, I tell you, so I've got some interesting questions that I have here before me for you.
Okay.
So let's see what we got. Here we go. Do you believe that a spirit can follow you from one dwelling to another? For instance, if I move out of a haunted house with activity, will it follow me across several states to another home?
From my experience with spirit in my lifetime, yes, that can happen. So that's an incredibly brief version of the answer. But yes, I think that can happen. I think it's very much about intention and establishing your space and also the relationship or not that you've had with that energy. So right. Absolutely, I think that can happen.
Okay, cool. So you did great. So number two, how long do spirits remain around those they love, and what causes them to depart us?
They're around us all the time. And as far as their choice to depart us, it's really when their soul deems fit, when it's necessary for them. That's never a question I ask during my readings. I never ask when someone is planning to pass. Some clients have had minor panic attacks when they think that question's coming, but that's not something that I do ask. A spirit can decide they're going to live until they're 103. A spirit can decide that they're ready to go tomorrow. So that's really all in everyone's free will and own choice. But as far as sticking around, they very much do stick around. They come and go from this plane to another, the other plane, the other side, whatever you deem that is. I don't tie what I do to any religion. I like to remain neutral on it. So wherever you deem that they go, of the love and light on the other side, that I am confident in, they, you know, can come visit, and that's how you get those interactions with them during readings or any other time.
Wow. That I totally agree. So I, question number three is interesting. So I know mediumship deals a lot with angels and loved ones who have passed on. So I'm curious, have you ever experienced a paranormal activity that is not from people who have lived before and are sticking around by activity that feels more demonic or unexplained?
Yes, I have experienced. I don't think every place is necessarily filled with energy of people that have passed. It can be the energy of the land. It can be the energy of the emotion and trauma and drama and stress that's happened in that location. It can be a completely different transient energy that comes and goes through that location. They, of course, I have experienced things that are more negative as well as the positive. So absolutely, I don't think it's necessarily one type of energy per location. There are many locations that you can get really a mixture of different levels of energy and different vibrational energy, and it can feel very different to those people who are there either investigating or having those experiences.
Wow, that's beautiful. Now, I have a really some special questions. I want to pose these. So do you believe, can pets be a spirit? Can they be just like a human spirit? Can they possibly be a little happy dog spirit around in our house? Is that possible? What do you think?
From my experience with spirit, that's usually how I answer those questions about loved ones and pets. But from my experience with spirit in a lifetime of reading, pets often come through in readings. So from what I can relay from spirits on the other side of animals, they're very much like children. They're just furry angels really to us on this plane when they're here with us. And when they pass, they really wait to be reunited with us when we pass. So they're kind of taken care of by our loved ones on the other side, but they do seem to wait for us from the experiences that I've had with readings.
Oh, okay.
So I'm fairly confident about that, but our animals really, you know, some people say, you know, we don't deserve animals because they're furry angels. And it's really true. They're very, very dear and very loyal to us, even on the other side.
I so agree. Have you ever just had that feeling when your little animal's in your lap that you can almost like in this little telepathic mode that you're understanding what they're trying to look at you and ask you and
like
hug me or pick me up or just love me? I so get that feeling. I'll start crying again. My two babies, Petey and Bandit. So here's something I want to ask. So this is something that's really good for you. What advice would you give to someone who thinks that they could have psychic abilities?
Well, I'm a believer that everyone has some sort of gift, talent, or ability, and it's up to them if they want to embrace that, if they want to make it grow, if they kind of think, oh yeah, I do that, it's not really a big deal, so they just kind of leave it status quo, or if it's something that intimidates them and they want to kind of turn that down. So, you know, it's all up to that person, how comfortable they are. So, you know, that's something that I really feel is up to the person. I also feel that it really truly happens at the right time. So when you feel that, you know, you really want some validation on something, or if you're ready, you see something about a class or a workshop or a lecture that really draws your attention, I believe there's a reason for that. So I think we kind of self-discover at the right time, but I do believe that it's something that can grow in a person, but can also be quelled in a person if they're not as confident about it or comfortable with it. And that's the case in, you know, some people, and that's okay too.
Wow, that is super special. Well, folks, I just wanted to let you know this has been a bit of an abbreviated show, but I will tell you that on the 15th, we will be bringing the one and the only, loved by so many, Mr. Brandon Alvish to the show. Please check back with us on March the 15th for the one, the only, Mr. Brandon Alvish. Peace, love, and light from Keith and
Kelly. And I look so forward to getting back with you next time, Keith. And just a little tip for our listeners, if they're sticking with us, that we thank you and thanks for hanging on with us tonight. please make sure that you go on to follow our show page, our Instagram, Facebook pages. And so, you know, we're happy to keep posting things on there and hopefully a little bio of Brandon Alvis coming up.
Absolutely. And if there's anything that you, from us, you think you need, you're certainly able to reach out to us, PM us, or any other questions you may have. We would love to be there for you and help, because with us too, we're just one PM away. Thanks, folks. Much love and light.